Governor Jerry Brown rolled out his proposed budget for the next fiscal year this morning. After voters supported Prop 30 last November, he was emboldened to make K through 12 and higher education a big part of his plan for spending the state's money.
Yes, there's inequality out there. Yes, there's hardship. But I want to take the money that we do have and put it into our schools and our colleges and to help people help themselves get that, not a fish, but a fish hook, a fishing rod. And that's investing in education. And that is the social program that I think will give us the biggest return on our investment.
To break down all of the governor's proposals, we called longtime Sacramento Bee political columnist Dan Walters. So who's happy today and who's not?
Who's happy today? Well, the school people are pretty happy, I think. College people ought to be fairly happy. Everybody else, they're probably happy they didn't get cut anymore, I would think. And you look back on the campaign last year for Proposition 30, the governor didn't promise restoration of these cuts. He said, basically, we're going to stop the bleeding and put the money into schools. And that's basically what he's done.
Would you say this was a modest budget in terms of education? Senate Republican leader Bob Huff issued a statement saying new funding to our classrooms is important, but the governor's budget only seems to include the $2.7 million for K through 12, even though Proposition 30 taxes generate $6 billion this year alone and that Californians should be disappointed.
More than half, certainly, of the money that comes from the new taxes, and much of the remainder, not all of it, but much of the remainder is going to go into this debt reduction. They're talking about reducing, you know, spending another several billion dollars on reducing this $30 billion of budget debt that has built up over the last half decade or so. So, you can look at it one way and say, well, they're getting less than half the new money. The other way is that their colleges are getting more and they're paying down debt. I mean, what's Republicans complain about are paying down debt? That should be right up their alley, I would think.
And so that was a Republican response. What reaction can we expect today or tomorrow from the new Democratic supermajority?
Superficially and initially, the Democratic leadership of the legislature kind of signed on with the governor and said, yeah, this is the path we ought to take. Now, with the caveat that there are going to be some differences. The major problem here is going to be that if the governor wants to spend this $6 billion on schools, colleges, and debt reduction, that leaves out in the cold the advocates for health and welfare programs that have been cut pretty dramatically in recent years because of the state's budget problems. So they're not sharing in the largesse, so to speak, and they're already agitating about that and complaining about that. And that's the question then is, since the money for schools is more or less locked into the Constitution, whether Democrats are really will stand by the governor in paying down debt or divert some of that money or all of that money into restoring the cuts that have been made in health and welfare programs in recent years. And that's going to be kind of – and they also have some union influence in this because those services are provided by unionized public employees. So there's union pressure coming in there as well.
Right. It says the budget increases flexibility at the local level. What does that mean?
The realignment program they did gives the counties more flexibility and management responsibility for some penal programs, inmates, and also some social and health care programs. And the governor wants to take that same principle and apply it to K-12 education. Less direction from Sacramento, more flexibility at the local level. Give them the money, let them spend it the way they think it ought to be spent within certain parameters rather than trying to dictate it. And he uses that word subsidiarity to encompass that. And, it's a popular thing among school people who felt for a long time that the state was trying to jam them all into a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. So I think you'll see some support for that at the level. Of course, it also when you get responsibility, you also get accountability, which means that you can't blame Sacramento if you don't balance your books because they're going to give you the money and you got to go figure out how to spend it. So there's a flip side to all of this. He also, I think the most important thing, remember about his education proposal, however, is a very, very, very major change in the way school money is distributed, rather than simply distributing it on a basis of a complicated formula that basically boils down to how many kids you got. It would be distributed more generally on that way, but also by giving schools that have large numbers of poor and or non-English speaking students more money. And that's a huge change in education finance and the whole philosophy of education finance. And that's going to be very controversial because a lot of districts are going to not get as much money out of this pot, this new pot of money, as they would have liked to have gotten.